Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Willie's hair, disguises, and Tom out in public. They're all coming up right after this.
Studio, comedian Bobcat Goldthwait is here with us. Once again, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning.
Weren't you featured in?
Oh, yeah.
Hot
yeah.
to Try.
Yeah, right out of the gate, bring up my porn past.
No, that's not what I meant. I was just trying to be.
No, that's friendly. All right.
He's not.
I'm not making that up, Bob.
You don't finish a Hot to Try and go, wow, we're not going to get one better than that.
No.
You know, I'm kind of.
I know you think he's being a smart aleck, but he loves talking horses. Yeah. He really does.
Yeah, if I was Tom Hanks, you'd be going, hey, I really love Turner. And Hooch.
Well,
that's nice that you won Oscars. Do you know what I mean?
Bobcat Goldthwait is our guest. I truly did.
Like it? Hot to Try? All right. Well, that put me in comedy jail. That movie.
Yeah, I like goofy movies.
I didn't see Phantom Menace or the Attack of the Clones because I'm 40 years old and I've been laid. So Star Wars, The Lord of the Rings, you know, none of that stuff really. But like a jerk, I went to the Star Wars re-release and they had added a couple scenes with the computer-generated image. A Jabba the Hutt, right? Uh-huh. And like, I'm a nerd, but this audience is like uber nerds who had memorized every damn frame of the movie, and they go nuts when Jabba the Hutt shows up because he's a computer generated Jabba the Hutt. I don't know what their beef is, but they're like going fake. Fake. This is true. Fake. Like the movie's gonna go, oh, you caught us. And finally, I snap. I go, yeah, Jabba's fake. He's not like the real Chewbacca. Listen, you nerds, this is all fake. It's in outer space. None of it happened. And if it did happen, there wouldn't be any explosions because outer space is a vacuum. And that means it's void of oxygen. And in order to create a fire, you need oxygen. In fact, in real space, the sound can't even travel in a pure vacuum. You would just have spaceships silently firing missiles into other craft and it would implode and spin off course. That's the worst thing that could happen, you nerd. Actually, that's not what I really said.
I know what you really said.
I thought, you know, later on I'm much cleverer. What I really said was, have any of you nerds ever seen a vagina? Could you pick a vagina out of a police lineup? If I had a vagina and a donut and a mop, could you tell me the difference between these things? Because the day you actually see one, you're going to throw that stormtrooper cookie jar right out the window. You're going to go, what was I thinking about? I go, I don't know. We've been trying to tell you about it for years.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
You might know him as Phil Spector.
I got Chick recording tonight for me.
Right off the bat, I'm going to need three different takes. Okay. All right.
You got to read half a page of typed
out script. Here's what we're going to do.
It'll take you 5 minutes.
It better.
Well, it will
I can
take
tell you that.
Let me rephrase it. It would take most people 5 minutes.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, all the whining you're going to be doing, it'll probably take
you have no
10
idea.
Minutes.
There's a reason I don't put out albums. I don't have any material. A. And two,
that's
the people,
a good place
you,
to start.
The people you meet in the recording studio, no thanks, okay? Yeah. I know you helped
musicians on
REO Speedwagon's second album. I know. Whatever. Get out of my face.
You're going to have some fun today.
Nope. Nope. There's no chance of that.
Well, I was working with Haywood over the weekend.
Oh, there's a nightmare.
No, you don't know. By the way, you don't know Nightmare till you've worked with Haywood Banks doing Christmas music in July.
Yeah.
We're doing some Christmas stuff, Chick, so you try to get in the Christmas spirit. You're not portraying the Grinch.
Son of a bitch.
You'll be fine.
You got this.
Are you going to be there?
What time are you guys doing it?
Right after the show.
Yeah, I can be there.
Okay, let me tell you, if you're not there, there's going to be a fist fight. I can tell you. I'm guaranteed.
Well, then I'm not coming. I wonder who you're going to hit.
No.
Why would you want him there? Because he's going to make you do it 100 different ways.
Thank you. I'll have to
you just
there.
Made it worse.
He just made it worse.
No. Tom has a calming effect.
Really?
On
yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, his insanity, I know.
Yeah.
That lunatic, I'm pointing at Pat. No thanks.
Okay. We'll get a song out of Pat here momentarily.
There's Jeff Oskey.
Yes.
There's Ace Cosby. That's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. And we've got an email.
Yes.
If this is another email about how great Willie's hair looks, I'm walking.
It does look great.
It does look good.
He's like fluffy.
He doesn't really even try. I mean, he has product, but look how
thick. You have the dippity-do in it?
I'm using a sea salt spray now.
Oh, I like that.
That's the secret.
Yes.
It's from the folks over at R&Co. Uh-huh. It costs as much as, it's $80 a bottle, this
what?
Stuff.
What?
Yeah, you need it for the good hair like this. I'm telling
what?
You.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Look at how thick
that work on my sideburns.
I'm telling you, man. It's hundreds and hundreds of dollars go into this look every day. It's very, there's serums involved.
It should look better then.
Oh, no.
I can't.
Oh, I'm getting that from you with your afro sheen in.
Hey,
thanks, Jeff.
$12 at the specialty beauty store on 38th Street.
Is that afro sheen?
No, it's Miss Jessie's Soft Curls.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
If you grew it out, would it be like...
oh, yeah.
No kidding? Like a big fro?
You'd have the classic Isro?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
You were just walking.
You...
What?
This email comes from Chris. No H. I had a weird thought today. Have any of you ever put on a disguise to go out somewhere so you wouldn't be recognized?
Like we get recognized a lot.
I mean, you should see Godwin hates it. Godwin, he's always walking the street, doesn't want anyone to see his eyes, so he's got his Bob and Tom hat on.
That's right.
Bob and Tom sweatshirt.
Right.
And he's got the Christie shirt says Pat right here.
He carries his guitar with him.
Hey, John Denver.
I will never forget this. To drop a name. A friend of the show, the great Peyton Manning, was in here, and we got talking about this one day, and he goes, you know, what I think I'm going to do is wear my jersey and go to a place, because no one's going to go, oh, there's Peyton Manning. If they see me in the jersey, that guy looks like Peyton Manning. That's really funny. But they're not going to go up to him, because Peyton would never wear his jersey out there. You ever see a band where the guys in the band are wearing their own T-shirts? That always strikes me as being weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Well, I mean, it's advertising.
Yeah, but I mean, you're right up there. I see you. I don't know. Well,
I wear just, my merch, but it's mainly just so it gets worn.
Like yeah. somebody,
oh. I still got like 50 shirts in a box. Whenever I need a clean shirt, it's merch time.
Well, you got to learn your lesson about merch from Josh and from Willie. They got stuff people are buying.
Did you see Josh's lake outfit this weekend?
Yeah, that he was sporting? Did you see it?
No, he didn't see
it. Oh, somebody has to show this to Tom right
on
away.
Instagram.
It's a matching shirt and short combo. And when I say it's matching, it's matching.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a flag theme? Is it like a 4th of July theme?
It's a horror 4th of July type thing.
Yeah, it was like with all the there.
There you go.
Willie's got it there.
Oh, that
like,
is
if Aruba great. Ray had an outfit, that right. would be the outfit.
Oh, that's amazing.
Is it a shirt and pant combo, or is it just a straight-up romper? Is everything
it might
attached?
Be a onesie.
Oh, if it's a onesie.
It's a onesie, that's even better. You're
it
right.
might be a romper. Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah,
it
I know this is radio and you can't see it. Believe me, where can people see that thing? It's worth looking
it's at. It's at Josh's Instagram, at that Josh Arnold.
Oh, that is just... It's so over the top that it's great.
And he's drinking a beer. He looks like he's having the time of his life.
Yeah, well, of course he is. He's getting paid and hasn't worked here for, 5 days out of the last 2 months? He's approaching Pat Godwin numbers when it comes to being paid for not being here.
Not quite yet.
And by the way, Ronald McDuffin posted a thing with Pat and Josh and me, and he's having a conversation about who's not coming to work next. How did I get folded into that? What is that?
Willie,
you miss a lot of days.
I miss a lot of days,
yeah,
Pat.
Sure.
I missed 4 days for COVID. He begged me to come back in. I missed 1 day last week for a medical thing. I do not miss a lot of days compared to Pat and Josh.
That's true.
We have what's referred to as Willie's off Mondays around here.
Yeah, because you worked
where
over
we
the
have
weekend.
Donuts
When I'm doing... Okay, you know what? I'm getting legitimately angry about this. I am not as bad as Josh or Pat by a mile.
Well, you're at least third, though. That's why you're included.
I'm not third. Christy's third. You've gone to Arizona like 20 times this year.
I missed a lot. I was in the hike. I was sick. Well, yeah,
you were dying, though.
Yeah, I was dying. My gallbladder was attacking me.
I negotiated a lot of vacation days. You should have a better contract.
In all truth, I'm not joking when I say this. I think the person who has missed the fewest number of days in his career is Ace.
Absolutely.
He has nothing better to do.
The life.
This is the best part of his life every day.
I pray every night.
All those in favor of what Oscar said, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
So
yep, there it goes.
No one kills 6 hours a day.
He even gets here early.
I know.
He's here early, Tom.
Have you missed a day since you started working here?
No.
That is unbelievable. That is just amazing.
You've never been sick?
I've been sick, but I worked.
In your entire career.
Oh, he's sick.
You've been in radio for
when
like,
I was in,
more than 40
in school,
years.
Yes. I'd always get sick in the summer. Mumps in the summer.
So you never missed any school days?
No.
Gosh.
Well, good for you. There'll be a reward for you in heaven. Okay, I'm sorry. So the point we're talking about here is, and I'm sorry to name drop that Peyton Manning thing.
That's fine. Yeah,
Tom Hanks told me name dropping it's tacky. It's tacky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's tacky. I'm not going to do it anymore. Kevin Costner says the same thing.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Sports. We have a world record. And this world record, actually, I'm upset about it because I...
Remember what you said before we took a break? You said you thought this was really cool by the headline. Is that what you said?
What was the headline?
Stupid world record. Most matches snapped in 30 seconds.
So I assume...
What about that is cool?
I assumed you picked up a wooden match, like a blue tip match,
right?
Flicked it with your thumb and lit the match. Right? Snap it on.
No, you break them in half. What else would that snap? What else would that mean?
That's dumb.
Nobody starts a...
Oh, are you kidding?
Uses their finger to start a match?
Oh, yeah. If I ever make a movie, I'm going to like a young Bogart character whip out a wooden match, take his thumb and go... fire up a... What do you call it? Fire up a J.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, you can. Then sometimes that thing gets stuck under your thumb and it catches on fire. It's the best. And it catches under your thumbnail?
I've never seen that.
I don't even have $1,000, but I bet you $1,000.
Yes,
you cannot light a match with your thumb.
Someone out there listening, we used to get these things called Ohio Blue Tips.
Okay.
And you could light them on anything.
With your thumbnail.
Yeah, you could go.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen it,
I have seen it, but I don't know if it's...
So I assume that this
must be a trick.
I've never seen it.
But I've seen a guy strike it on his stubble, on his cheek, and it'll light.
What?
Yes.
Like in the Old West, yeah.
Whatever the chemical compound is, they're designed to, you can light them on almost anything.
That's not the
case. So that would be a cool world record.
Okay, yeah.
This thing is breaking matches. You could do this with toothpicks. There's no fire involved. It's dumb.
Huh.
It's like the pyrotechnics at the Jack Johnson show. There weren't any.
Not all concerts have pyro.
It's July 3rd, Jack. Become an American, won't you?
You expected to see... Didn't you get to see him from the baseball game?
I believe he's Hawaiian. He didn't care for
he's not the United States.
Doesn't care for the United States? Okay.
I'm the original 48 is what I'm going to call it. I don't recognize Alaska.
Alaska can kick rocks.
Sorry, that's right.
I was just assuming you'd go see a big outdoor concert on July 3rd. I can't wait for the fireworks. Not even a... Come on, Jack.
Yes, but see...
Give up some of the money. You're making $1 million a week.
You do this all the time. You and your brain have this expectation.
Oh, sorry. I'm an American.
That
July
never...
There's no guarantee you're going to get fireworks at a show like that.
Yeah. That's not the song Born in the USA. The song's called Sitting, Waiting, Wishing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I was sitting because the lady in front of me was standing. I was wishing she'd sit her big fat ass down, and then I was waiting for a song I recognized and waiting to see some fireworks.
You hear it?
Why didn't you just turn around and watch the fireworks from the baseball game across the street? I know they had them.
That's the wrong venue.
Mm.
It was the one up north. There.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I thought you were downtown.
And by the way, I've got a beef with some signage people.
Here we go again.
All right. You got lost, huh?
No, there's just no signs where you have to go left to go right, and it's unbelievable.
What, were you driving?
It's a major...
Was there eight people in the car?
No, but the people behind me, I got a phone call the next day that they were spent the entire day howling at my ability to drive.
Really?
I was at an unfamiliar intersection that's very poorly marked.
You're almost reading Ace Cosby's book word for word.
You know who would never have problems with no signage is Edgar, your driver.
Yes.
Edgar would take care of all this for
get
you.
Get a driver.
No.
Get a man
you
Friday.
You get to read. You can talk to people.
Tell him what to do all the time.
No.
I've got Edgar. I made him wear Viking horns this week. Check him out.
Hey, Tommy.
You can do stuff like that.
Check out Edgar in the sombrero.
Hello, Mr. Griswold.
So the point is, this world record is dumb. It's just taking matches and breaking them in half and not even lighting them.
So how many were there?
David Rush has broken the Guinness World Record.
Well.
Nice.
And by the way, David Rush looks exactly like Jack Johnson.
I really threw me.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, it really bothered me.
No, they're just bald.
The most
Jack's got kind of a butch haircut, kind of a...
You're not allowed to comment on hair anymore, okay?
The phrase is crew cut, I guess. Sorry.
Yes. The most wooden matches snapped in 2 and 30 seconds.
They're not lit.
So what? They're still matches.
Does he have to do them one by one, or can he grab a bunch and snap them?
He grabs two at a time, one left hand, one right, and snaps.
Hmm.
It's dumb. I mean, I thought he was lighting them. That would have been super cool.
This is a record? David snapped in half a total of 83 matches in 30 seconds.
Could have used toothpicks.
Beating the previous record of 67. This is, and here's the punchline.
Okay.
This is David's second match snapping record.
Stupid.
That's right. He previously broke the 1 minute version with 91 matches.
Well, you know, a record he doesn't have is unsnapping a bra. In fact, I doubt if that's ever happened. Well. Although it looks like one of his kids is holding the GoPro in this. So he got to see. Got to see one of his children. The video starts. He goes, "What's your name again?" Okay. Does this guy work anymore, or does he just do world records?
I have no idea. You don't get paid to do world records, do you?
I feel like you single-handedly have made him famous, which is troubling.
On website.
Yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations, David. No, grab that guitar and go out with Jack Johnson. People can't tell you apart.
I said they were bald. That's not true. I messed up. But they could not look more. They don't look alike at all.
No.
My seats were so crappy. I was so far away. Maybe he looked more like George Washington.
Can you never go to a concert?
Yeah, you're not allowed to go to
about this.
You're
ruining
it for all.
I have a follow up to your driving problem. So you're in the car and you're confused about signage, right?
Yeah.
I'm in the car. I'm in an unfamiliar place. And I'm driving directly into the sun with three people telling me what to do.
Okay, there are three. There are three people in the car with you. Okay.
This is your favorite thing.
But there was another carload behind you.
Yeah, they were following me.
Because there were eight total. Remember,
yes.
Four and four.
So they're following me, and the guy driving the truck is from out of town, so he doesn't know where he's going either. And I'm approaching this intersection, and the freeway is there to the right, so I'm assuming to go north, you take a right turn.
No, you don't.
Don't do that there.
And the signs about the size of a book that tells you that you have to go across the bridge.
You could have gone to the...
There's like a triple roundabout. I'm sure that and then there's a thing that says, this intersection sponsored by Jack's Body Shop. It's very confusing. But I managed to navigate it, but there were, you know, the people behind me were... They barely made it. I might have gone through a couple of yellow lights. I think they were kind of red. But the point is, we made it there okay. It's a great show. Did I mention that?
Okay. Yeah, you said you had a great time.
Something like that.
I recognized one of the songs. That was good. Upside down. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Back to you.
Jack had quite a few hits.
I'm. She's very nice. I'm just not familiar with his work.
Very nice.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Chrissy said he has hits, and you said, I'm sure he's very nice. As if that's an indicator of the, oh, the nice guy at the coffee shop chick. He's got a lot of gold records, doesn't he?
Whose idea was this to take you out in the wild?
I didn't agree to it.
They're asking for trouble.
He did it for the lady, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies had a great time.
Yeah.
It was fun.
You and the ladies?
Mm-hmm. Well, there were some gents there as well. Okay. Nice.
It was date night.
It was date night.
Did you go to dinner first?
Indeed. Oh, God, I had a great dinner. I had a taco salad. I haven't had a taco salad in 25 years.
That's a hell of a dinner at Kudoma.
What'd you eat? Taco Bell?
I don't know. It was some place I'd never heard of.
Probably Kudoba.
Chipotle or something.
It was one of those places where the menus are on that that scanner thing.
QR code.
Which I hate, so I just asked her what to get, and she said, the taco salad's good. I said, sign me up.
You ask them that anyway, even if there are the cheesecake menus, ask them what's good.
I don't like reading a menu. I have to read all day at work. I don't want to read anymore.
It was your day off.
They know what's good, usually. The servers. Thank you very much, ma'am. You were very correct.
Was it in a big taco shell?
Yeah.
A taco bowl?
I have not had one of those in forever. I did not eat the bowl. Like, that probably is fairly gauche.
Was it good?
It was delicious.
Oh.
Fairly gauche.
You're supposed to eat the bowl.
You're supposed to eat the bowl?
Yes.
You break off the bowl and you scoop it like nachos.
No, get your hands all dirty. I'm wearing a nice white linen shirt. I don't want to go there with salsa.
You went to Jack Johnson in a white linen shirt.
Yeah, it was hotter than hell. What else are you going to wear?
Oh, linen. Show off those guns.
Linen is the fabric of the summer, my friend.
So at least you didn't wear
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.